You've had a bunch of wine cellars in your day.
I have, yes, because, well, it's a professional necessity for me. But the idea of actually having wine on hand at any given moment for any occasion is very attractive. And also, there's the economic imperative that if you have a cellar, you're buying wine at a certain price, and 5 years, 10 years down the road, that wine is remarkably cheap.
So how many cellars have you had?
I've had, I guess, something like 6 or 7 cellars in my life.
And a cellar doesn't have to be physically a cellar.
No, I mean, a cellar basically, I mean, when most people think of wine cellars, they think dusty old basements with cobwebs and hundreds of bottles, or a California condo with a room given over to a cellar. But a cellar is any collection of wine that you have that you are storing for given purposes later on. That could be even 12 bottles, or it could be a magnificent collector cellar of 15,000 bottles. It really is all the way you look at it.
I have several times rescued wine from on top of my mother's refrigerator, where I think it had died many weeks before.
Isn't that amazing that people, the number of times I've walked into a kitchen and seen people storing wine above the refrigerator on a rack, which is probably the worst place in the world for wine. Refrigerators give off heat, and heat is a bad thing to happen to wine. And also, in refrigerators are compressors, so there is vibration. And that, again, combination of heat and vibration is the worst thing that you can do to wine. It'll age it in no time at all. The other thing is, of course, in kitchens, temperatures fluctuate madly. You know, if you're cooking, the temperature goes up, but at night cools down. So that up and down of the temperature will act as another aging factor in wine, because you've got, if the glass, if the wine is expanding in the bottle and then contracting with the heat, this is again a source of movement, and will eventually oxidize the wine and turn it to acetic acid. The other aspect is not only the temperature, keeping a constant temperature of ideally at 55 degrees Fahrenheit, and also free from bright light and free from smells, i.e. solvents, paints, industrial fluids, because a lot of people will store their wine in the basement near their spin dryer, near their, you know, old paints and solvents and what have you. And again, over time, those smells will actually leach into the bottle.
You've actually had very nice wine cellars, even in a condo.
In fact, the condo into which I just moved from a three-story house, where I had a cellar in the basement, I had to actually build a cellar, because there wasn't room in the condo itself. So I bought a 10 square feet in the parking garage and had that walled off and insulated and put in temperature control, and had a cellar built in the parking lot of the garage.
Is that it on the cover?
It is.
It looks beautiful.
Yes.
Weird little oasis.
Yeah, it is. And of course, I've had it alarmed, and it's just a joy to go down there.
The other part of your book is putting together the perfect wine cellar and managing it too.
I think half the fun of having a wine cellar is discovering something you've forgotten about, a serendipitous wine cellar where you go in, you pull out a bottle, oh my goodness, I can't remember I had that wine. And that's great, the sense of discovery. However, you know, this is fine if you've only got a few hundred bottles, but if you've got a few thousand bottles, you do need a system of, and some of these are quite expensive to put in, where barcoding your wines and you just scan them, and the computer takes it off your list, and when you put new wines in, and you just key them in. I have never been that meticulous, I must confess. I did keep a cellar book at one time where you actually write in the names of all the wines and the numbers and you cross them off as you take them out. But as a wine writer, I am reviewing something like tasting and spitting out something like 4,000 wines a year. Not all of these pass through my cellar, and they certainly don't pass through my kidneys. But I am making notes on them for writing purposes. The cellar itself is where I keep wines which I want to have in 5-10 years' time. And my children now have gotten the idea that this is a great source of wine for their parties, you see. So,
hence the security system, I'm guessing, yes. Which the password is not shared with the children. Yeah.
Yes, it's a very loud alarm, actually. I think it would wake up the whole building.
The book is Tony Aspler's Cellar Book, How to Design, Build, Stock, and Manage Your Wine Cellar Wherever You Live. I've been speaking with the author, obviously, Tony Aspler. And Tony Aspler's Cellar Book, published by Random House of Canada.